coming in on 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
Sperm bag of Sounders. Bananas kind of pissed me off.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
Tangerines are whores.
Hey, Pop, come look at this. That's fucking weird. But.
So then is Ern great grandpa or what?
Hey, you should lean into that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Whoa, boo.
Ooh.
Shots fired immediately.
Right. All right. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews, a childish podcast about adult beverages. I'm your host, Knox. With me today is Big Ern.
Hello.
Hi. Nice ASMR, buddy.
Thanks.
And we got Chris.
What's ASMR?
ASMR.
ASMR.
Always standing medically ready.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Pretty sure that's what it stands for.
Hey, you know what? That one goes.
Acronyms.
I'll go for that one. And we have a few guests with us today. We have Tucker Grimley.
Hello.
Nephew Tucker is here.
Good to
How
be
you
here.
Doing, buddy?
He's my nephew, too. What a small world.
That's what I'm saying. We also have just keep it in the family with cousin Tori. How you doing, Tori?
Good enough.
Welcome
keep
back.
Keep it inside of something.
Oh, it's one of these year.
Bullshit.
You're back to zero now.
What? I disagree. Judges?
Zero.
No. Well, they ruled it against it. Then we have with us Kim Reeves. How you doing, Kim?
Not too bad.
Excellent. Good to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
All right. So
she's on a date with 5 boys.
She was.
4.5 boys.
4.5.
4.5. Yep, that was the verdict. 4.5.
4.5, that's the verdict?
Yeah. How's everybody doing? I was good to see you guys
again.
Anybody have a good St. Patrick's Day? Do you guys do anything weird?
I went to the Blarney Stone, so I guess that's as weird as it can get, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't
Are they pretty weird over there in the Blarneys?
I mean, some of the drunk ladies were, yeah. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Were they trying to get to your Lucky Charms or what?
No. Just the table over me.
Ah, gotcha.
Nothing?
Anybody else?
I just went downtown. I probably will not do that anymore.
Did you just go to the parade?
Chock full of
I didn't go to, I didn't make it to the parade. I just met a friend downtown and I don't know. That scene ain't for me anymore, it turns out.
Getting a little up there in age, huh?
Might have something to do with it.
I mean, it's maturity and like just generally being
don't
you know,
you
mature.
Put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
All right.
Yeah, it's just it's too packed and too many rookie drinkers.
Amateur hour.
Yeah.
It's like New Year's Eve. Do you guys do that anymore?
No, not really.
I'd rather go to like a friend's house and have like 10 friends hang out and like play fun games or watch some funny shit or something up to you know, midnight, and then pop fucking bottles.
Then pop a couple of Ambiens and take a fucking
yeah, pretty much.
So the first problem is for him to find 9 friends.
Yeah. Oh. Now that's for me one of these.
Oh, that's sad.
That
yeah,
wasn't
no
for
friends. I meant only 9 friends, because you have so many you'd have to narrow it down.
Oh, man. We'd walk that back.
Save? Yeah. Good save?
That was a pretty horrible. Specific number.
Hey, listen. Listen, I'll remember this. Okay. All right.
Yeah, but you won't at the end of the day.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
I'll probably only remember it when I have to edit this tomorrow.
he's gonna delete it.
These guys were dicks.
So, anyways, well, I eat an actual the 17th, which was what the fucking Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. I think I went. I came home. I had a shot of Redbreast 12 year with the wife. Then we went and met Ernie and his fiance Ann over at Specs Bar, and then we had another shot of Jameson, and then I had a Guinness, and then I came home, and then I had the Pint Man Cometh from DCR, along with another shot of Red Breast 12, and then I think I finished out with a 5-to-1 diluted mix of water and absinthe and sugar.
I like how you have that all written down so you didn't forget to mention it.
Yeah. I didn't write any of it. What the fuck?
I didn't have any breasts.
Oh, tough. That sucks. Sorry, buddy. How about you guys? I mean, Chris said that should be like one of your funnest holidays, right?
No,
used to be, used to could.
I used to like being in big crowds and watching everybody get fucked up and tease them. But I got you guys now.
Aww.
Yeah.
We're there for you, buddy.
I get all my teasing not done here. So.
Fuck.
I feel like I used to go out and be a part of it, but now I more or less go out to enjoy it as a spectator sport.
Right?
People watching.
They're just, yeah, people are just bad.
Yeah, Anne went on the pub crawl yesterday with some friends, and she said it was just crazy.
I was a spectator for that show.
She said you went to the OB.
You worked at DCR, didn't you, yesterday?
I was at Pixel yesterday.
Pixel yesterday. Okay, gotcha. Was the radio there, too?
Yeah.
Q105?
Yep.
Yep. Bish or whatever? Was that the guy who's...
I mean, I didn't pay attention to that because I got lucky enough to be posted by the door handing everybody their $3 Bush lattes and Bud Light and watch people be stupid.
Good stuff.
I did go out and buy a new Irish whiskey to celebrate with, though.
Which one?
So I sat at home by myself and I drank Connemara, which is the only Irish peated single malt. But, well, maybe not the only. That's what it says here.
Well, they got that West Cork that we had last year that was peated
so
Irish.
This is a fucking liar. But anyway, it was really good. I enjoyed it.
We got proof there that they're not right there on the shelf.
Then it also said widely available. Oh, so maybe that's the caveat.
Gotcha.
But yeah, pretty good shit. I'd check it out again. I will. I have a whole bottle left.
Do you have the green label or the blue label?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know. I was seeing cross-eyed.
Well, anyways, guys, this is going to be part one of two that we're going to call Battle of the Bands, right? So this episode is all about beverages, alcohol, spirits, or beer. I wish we had more beer, actually, but we couldn't find them all, that are involved with bands.
Yeah, so...
We've had Trooper before.
Mostly co-owned by other bands and not just tribute stuff. So yeah, I'm excited as fuck about this. I put them all to the test, and it'll be a rotating series, and we'll eventually crown a winner. I mean, there'll be a winner every day, but
yeah, I feel like we're the winners.
Hey,
we get to drink.
That's right. We should all feel good about ourselves, except for you, Tucker.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. You look great today.
See, he's got a shit on somebody because the accountant was shitting on him yesterday when we were getting our taxes done. Yeah.
He basically just said, "You look broke." Thanks, man.
When your family start shitting on your family.
Yeah, he was a trooper though. Good guy. Good guy.
Yeah, Brian, our accountant from S&S Accounting, you're a good man.
It reminds me though. This podcast cost us a little bit of money to put on, so everybody that's listening here should all go out and subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah,
and buy shirts from us, buy a merch. We have more merch coming out in the next couple months.
For the cost of two shitty coffees at a gas station or one medium quality coffee at a Starbucks, you could have two episodes extra a month.
And they're extra drunk episodes, so I mean, we really ramp up the laughs.
As we, I don't know, slur through it, whatever.
Yeah, we might talk in cursive.
We finish each other. Got? That's it.
That's right.
Yeah. But yeah, so today's episode, Battle of the Bands, we're going to start off with a beer. I was hoping to get the Deftones one, but I couldn't find that anywhere. And I couldn't get it here in time for the episode. So... we had Trooper on the podcast before. We had another band one, right?
We've had like Motorhead's bourbon.
Yep.
The Trooper beer. I know I posted from the cruise a couple years ago. They had the two different kinds. I can't remember what they are, but the English.
Oh, the English pale ale. Yeah. Or the English bitter. Yep.
Yeah. Other than that.
But yeah, Tori had texted me and he goes, "Hey, you know what would be a good idea? It'd be to do a battle of the bands with boozes and beers and shit." That's not verbatim what he texted me.
Paraphrasing.
But then he goes, "And if you do it, I'd like to be on the episode." So that's the only reason he's back, is he had a good idea.
Yay.
So ladies and gentlemen, sometimes on Spotify, we get to ask our audience questions. So if you look for it, we usually ask the questions at least once a month. What kind of episodes would you like us to do, or what would you like us to review? So try to answer those questions or email us at info@brewsboozer.com.